This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. Increasing development moving into formerly wooded areas has led to more conflict between wild creatures and suburban dwellers. It's a difficult problem that calls for a new kind of solution, as Wendy Vapers reports.
I thought there was nothing at all wild about the suburbs.
Is about to pay off. I'll have our driver pull over. Could I cut in?
There. Now, if you'll just look right over there.
Where?
Behind the child's playset. In the sandbox. See it? Just behind the Barney bucket.
The raccoon?
Yes. Ah, he's a sneaky one. He's measuring the distance between the hedgerow and back and the homeowner's garden. If he sees us, he'll likely make a run for the area under the deck.
Is that bad?
Ah, well, once he's under there, it's a fair bet he'll never come out. Pardon me a second. Umbutu, Galikwaza, Tik-Tik Fugambi? Oh, Obuga. Ah, Danote.
What are you saying?
I'm telling our driver, if the beast makes a move, we'll attempt to head him off by the gas grill.
Americans have been observing wildlife in the suburbs for 3 decades. He is a lone voice in the wilderness, advocating a peaceful coexistence between suburban wildlife and the homeowners, whose territory continues to expand into areas that were formerly wild.
We have our own private street system here. The community is gated, of course. We have very strict standards for mailboxes and house numbering, that sort of thing.
Ted Bussing is chairman of the Pinnacle Point Homeowners Association.
We share upkeep on the tennis court, and we used to do the same on the swimming pool until just about everybody in the development built their own. So we took out the community pool and replaced it with the facility that seems to be at the heart of the current controversy.
The controversy Ted Fussing refers to is the decision by the Pinnacle Point Homeowners Association to build a jail for animal offenders.
The county ordinance prevents capital punishment of cars, so we decided to incarcerate them here for trespassing.
But, Mr. Fussing, do you have the authority to do that?
It says in the covenant that guides our development, unauthorized pets are not permitted. I happen to sit on the pet review committee, and we have instituted a total ban on raccoons, pythons, peacocks, possums, armadillos, that sort of thing.
But what if they're not being kept as pets?
We assume they are. We jail them immediately, including gophers.
Gophers?
Gophers disturb the lawn aesthetics and wreak havoc with the underground sprinklers. For the sake of property values, we had to ban them.
I visited the Pinnacle Point Offending Animal Facility and spoke to Warden Kay McKay.
When a perpetrator is brought to us, we take mugshots, paw prints, if there are paws. Otherwise, we measure flippers, tentacles, and remove any articles they might use to harm themselves, such as tracking collars, and then we put them in solitary confinement, which they hate, especially the pack animals, you know.
Ultimately, the animal offenders must be released.
We think keeping them in jail for 48 hours is enough of an inconvenience so that they'll realize it isn't good to be hanging around our neighborhood.
But, do you really suppose the animals think that much about what's happening to them?
Just because I grew up in the suburbs, don't think I'm ignorant about nature. I know the animals are very wise.
They are?
Bambi's mother? Mufasa from The Lion King. Sometimes they wear clothes. A white rabbit, Jiminy Cricket. But you don't get to see that too often. We're hoping word will spread that Pinnacle Point is one place you want to stay away from. Kind of like Farmer Brown's place in Peter Rabbit.
Where do you release them?
We take them about 2 miles down the county road to a very nice wooded area, and we let them go with a stern warning.
But that nice wooded area Mr. Fussing referred to is 50 feet from another gated development, the Bog at Serene Woods. Tempest Tossler is president of the Bogs at Serene Woods Homeowners Association.
No, darling. We don't have a jail for wild animals here at the Bogs at Serene Woods. We have a 24-hour service on call to come out and round up trespassing animals and take them back to where they came from, up at Pinnacle Point.
All of which seems foolish to Paul Merkin of Backyard Safaris.
Well, if they could just learn to appreciate the beauty of these creatures as they appear in the wild, like that lovely skunk over there, rummaging around in the recycling due to be picked up tomorrow.
This is the first time I've seen a skunk that wasn't
flat. Oh, yeah, they're quite cute, aren't they? Oh. We'll have the driver pull a little closer.
Yes.
Mgubutu, kwale fudu.
Mgubutu.
Oh, he's saying it's bad luck. Mm. I'm afraid you'll find a great many local suspicions like that out here amongst the simple people in the outer suburbs. Lugubub, fuguliputu. To confiscate his punch card from the espresso shop. One has to know how to negotiate with the locals. It's very tough out here.
Do you think we're close enough?
In all likelihood, let's hit it with the spotlight, shall we? And get a really good look at this skunk.
Look, there's more than one!
Oh, look at that!
The suburban skunk population was not the first to occur in that area, nor will it be the last. But when I return to Pinnacle Point to ask Homeowners Association President Ted Bussing how he might deal with an invasion of striped guests, he was reluctant to let me through the gate.
Sorry, we have an odor ordinance, and, you would violate it if you came in here. Maybe not, but will you, please?
Ted Stoles, as the territories of humans and wild creatures continue to overlap, more conflict rather than less is expected.
Could you move a little further away, please?
I'm with your neighbors.
You're telling me.